For many years, search and rescue workers in some of the most remote parts of the country have used dogs to help them find lost people, the bloodhound becoming something of an icon. But a Minnesota man says he's had remarkable success using a different animal in the bloodhound role. And some experts think his idea may change the way search and rescue teams operate. From Minnesota Public Radio, Dan Gunderson reports.
Terry Nowoski is a farmer who grows wheat on the western Minnesota prairie. He's also part of a volunteer search and rescue team for the Marshall County Sheriff's Department. A few years ago, during a search for an elderly man lost in the woods, trained search dogs were not available, and rescuers wasted crucial hours waiting for a dog to be brought from the Twin Cities. Since many rural search and rescue teams can't afford a trained search dog, Nowoski began to consider other options. Puffs of breath hang in the winter air as Nowoski runs a 4-year-old quarter horse around a corral. This horse, like most, has a large, inquisitive, and sensitive nose, which Terry Nowoski is convinced will become an invaluable tool for search and rescue. He says horses relied on their keen sense of smell to survive in the wild for centuries. Nowoski says that natural ability has been surprisingly easy to harness.
I never trained a horse for nothing as easy as they've trained for this here. Many horse events, such as reining, which I've done, and working cow horse, we're talking 7, 8, maybe 12 months of training to get a really good one. Well, the horse you've seen today has only got a total of 4 months training.
While there is no scientific research to back his claim, Nowoski insists his horse is successful in 90% of practice runs. Mike Tuttle is intrigued. Tuttle is a sheriff's deputy in Southern California and president of the National Association for Search and Rescue.
Using a horse as an air scent is really thinking out of the box, something that nobody's ever thought of, to my knowledge, before. I think it's kind of exciting and certainly worthwhile pursuing.
Tuttle says it's unlikely horses will ever replace search dogs, but they do offer several advantages. Horses can cover much more ground in a day than a dog, and the searcher has a good visual vantage point from high in the saddle. Walking across a snow-covered field, Terry Nowoski drops a friend's shirt in a hedgerow. The shirt hasn't been worn for 2 days. Clothing is much more difficult to find than a live person. Nowoski says the shirt will give off what's called a scent cone.
He'll go to the closest human scent.
When he hits the scent cone, he'll let me know. He'll take off on his own, even against my advice. And he knows that he won't get reprimanded for taking the reins.
In a real search, Nowoski would be in the saddle. But to prove he's not giving cues, he puts the horse on a 30-foot lead rope. On the first pass across the field, the horse catches the scent and turns toward the hedgerow. He finds the shirt within minutes and stands pointing to it with his nose, waiting for his handler to catch up.
Good boy. Yes, sir.
A handful of oats is reward for a job well done.
Here you go.
This horse has yet to be tested in a real-life search, but Marshall County Sheriff Herb Morsted is excited about having another search and rescue tool.
When the need is there, that's when you need the resources. And you need them right now, and you haven't got a lot of time. Because usually, somebody's life is at stake.
It will likely take more testing and research to convince skeptics of the value of a horse in search and rescue situations. But Terry Nowoski and others are already convinced using horses this way will save lives. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gunderson in Argyle, Minnesota.